Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody, let me take a quick break and jump right back with more of this nonsense. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and theronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. Take the following everyday steps to help avoid the spread of all respiratory viruses. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Throw the tissue away and then wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects or surfaces, such as remote controls and doorknobs. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. And stay home if you are sick. Call your healthcare provider if you develop fever, cough, or difficulty breathing. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
All right, we're back from break. Oh, Jesus. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. All right, so, speaking of the COVID virus, is like, according to the news, MSNBC, Fox, all these people, according to them, the COVID virus is skyrocketing all across the country, in Texas and Arkansas, California, Washington State. I mean, it's going crazy. And man, I tell you, you know, it's a crazy situation right now with the COVID virus breaking out. Okay. Thanks for telling me. All across the country, you know, and Trump has just totally given up on trying to do anything about the virus. See, we're on our own. We've always been on our own in regards to the coronavirus. Because Trump has just decided that he's just not going to do anything else. Because yesterday, he pulled the funding for the mobile test sites all across the country. I think there was about 13, 15 of them, something like that, across the country. And he pulled the funding for the mobile test sites. So now there's not going to be no more money for mobile test sites from the federal government. So and he hasn't had any news conferences. He hasn't even talked about the virus. And what he's doing is he's having these rallies all across the country. He had one the other day in Tulsa. Then he had another one in Arizona, I believe it was. And he's just going on like, oh, well, you know, I just give up. And it's just unbelievable. It's just totally unbelievable that the president of the United States, during a pandemic where 120,000 people have died, imagine 120,000. That's, you know, you can fit 100,000 people in the Rose Bowl in California where they usually play the championship game. So you figure the Rose Bowl, all people. I mean, it's unbelievable. 120,000 people have died. You know, and this is serious, people. This is, you know, this is some serious stuff going on here. I mean, I admittedly, you know, in the beginning, I talked kind of, you know, grimy about it. But, you know, this thing is serious. This coronavirus thing is serious. And, you know, and I sounded a lot like Trump in the beginning, you know. There's a video somewhere on my page talking about the coronavirus, and it's just unbelievable. It's just completely unbelievable what Trump is doing. So, you know, the anniversary, the fifth anniversary of the Mother Emanuel church shooting was just the other day. I might have talked about it last week. And, you know, so it was 5 years ago that 9 black folks were killed in that church. 5 years ago. And, you know, these people, the Colorado shooter and Sharon Allen Chambers, Texas, 18 family members came down with COVID on ventilator. They attended the surprise birth. Yeah. Sharon Allen Chambers says 18 family members came down with COVID and now they're on a ventilator. Lamont Gates says, I agree and I stand corrected. Okay, the media claim. But see, you know, it's this thing is, you know, I mean, I guess you kind of get jaded because, you know, it hasn't happened to you. You know, I've been fine since this whole thing started, and nobody where I work or anywhere where I hang out or whatever has come down with the virus. But this thing is serious. And yeah, and I, in the beginning, I kind of was like, oh, it's going to be all right. You know, I still say it's going to be all right, but it's going to be all right down the line somewhere. You know what I mean? And you're right, Lamont Gates, the symptoms were minor in the beginning. But this thing is serious. People are dying. They get it and they die like a week later. You know, this thing is serious. This is very serious. So, you know, but we have a president who's not even paying attention. Not even, you know, just has Trump has just given up, like, oh well, you know, he's given up. And he's so desperate. Shout out to Rosalind and Chrissy. Hey, what's up, Roz? And Trump is so desperate to be reelected that he's just trying to, and he did say in the beginning, he's trying to just will it away. And that's what he's doing. He's trying to just, oh, it doesn't exist. And he's just going along like nothing's happening. He's having these rallies, and all of the people that go there, they don't have on masks. You know, they had a rally at the church. Now, he went down totally embarrassed in the Tulsa, Oklahoma thing he had. And see, that's what you get, because Trump knows. You can't tell me that Trump didn't know that Tulsa, Oklahoma was the site of the worst racial incident in American history. You can't tell me that he doesn't know that. You know, and he had his rally there. Look what happened. They was expecting so many people that they built this grand outdoor platform, lighting, all and stuff, because they figured they were going to have an overflow crowd. You know, yeah, that's an overflow, all right. The place was, there were 6,000 people there, you know. So on the next, so when Trump decided to do another rally, he did the rally in one of those mega churches, I guess you'd call it, with only 3,000 seats. So, you know, and the poll numbers, I mean, you can't always believe the polls, because all the polls and 4 years ago said that Hillary Clinton was going to win. She lost, you know. So you can't always believe the polls. But I think that Trump is in serious trouble right now. He's just ignoring the whole situation, like, oh, well, whatever, you know. It's just totally unbelievable. So I'm going to get into the Constitution in a second. Lamont Gates is going to love this. I'm going to get into the Constitution in just a minute. Let me just do one really quick thing, and I'll be back in a second. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. It's the RonKellyShow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this. Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Yeah, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness does marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
No, I think I'll come back now. All right, we're back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com, YouTube, and radio.com, and everywhere else across the fruited plain of the United States of America. We are back. So when you talk about the Constitution and the Constitution of the United States of America, well, you know what, let me backpedal just a bit. That technical thing threw me off. Lamont, you know about this. So Black Lives Matter. You know, Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Virginia. Shout out to Albert Vega. Love you, my brother. I saw you on the wheels last night, Albert Vega, 8 to 10 Eastern time. DYMusicRadio.com, spinning the wheels, trying to make you feel good. And I did. Thank you, my brother. So when you look at the, you know, when you talk about Black Lives Matter, and the retort to Black Lives Matter is, oh, well, all lives matter. Blue lives matter. White lives matter. Of course all lives matter. There's no disputing that.
No.
So when you say, so when we say Black Lives Matter, it doesn't mean that only Black Lives Matter, that we don't care about anybody else. Of course, I mean, all lives matter. Because if the retort is that by white folks who are antithetical to Black people, that's their thing. All lives matter. Yeah, well, yeah, I do. No. So that's what you hear when, you know, because there's still a lot of folks out here. See, we ain't never going to overcome, I don't believe, completely. There's always going to be some people out there who are going to be antithetical toward Black folks. So when you say all lives matter, the retort, not the response, but the retort, there's a difference, is, well, all lives matter. Well, blue lives matter, like speaking of police, people who advocate for the police. Oh, blue lives matter, too. Blue lives matter, you know. White lives matter. Cats' lives matter. I mean, sure. I have no problem with that. You know, all lives do matter. But all lives are not being snuffed out. All lives are not being snuffed out. And I heard a lady on the radio this morning. Because they were talking about Gone with the Wind. You know, Gone with the Wind, the movie about the Deep South back in the 40s. Years ago, and you had the Mammy, the lady who won an Academy Award, I believe it was. So the movie, if you buy the movie now, or if you watch the movie now, it starts with a disclaimer, like, you know, it talks about this is the Deep South, and we don't, you know, people just kind of like wash their hands up and say, well, this is the South, And we don't advocate for the Confederacy and blah, 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 blah. So they were talking about that on the radio this morning. The lady called, a white lady, and she says, well, you know, they make it seem so bad, but, you know, they might have been slaves, but the slave owners loved them. They treated them like family. What? What? They treated them like, she said that the slave owners, see, this is the mentality of a lot of white folks. And a lot of white folks watch this show, so they know, you know, I'm not against white people. Because there's a lot of white people who watch my program, listen to the radio mostly. And the lady said, oh, well, the slave owners, they loved their slaves. When the slaves got freed, they didn't want to leave. Oh my goodness. Just unbelievably stupid, this lady. And I wanted to call in, but I don't call in other radio shows. I got my pride. And she said, well, the slave owners loved their slaves. They treated them like family. Oh, really? So I'm going to chop your foot off if you try to leave. Is that a family matter? I'm going to take your wife, bed your wife, and give her back to you the next day. I mean, Sally Hemings and Lamont, yeah, Sally Hemings had the baby, white baby, back in the day. So, you know, just and white folks are just totally. See, because if you can't put yourself in somebody else's place, there's no way you're going to be able to understand where they're coming from. You're just not going to be able to. So when you say Black Lives Matter, people automatically, who are antithetical toward Black folks, automatically say, oh, well, White Lives Matter and Blue Lives Matter. You know, it's just totally ridiculous. But you see, the Constitution of the United States of America was a great piece of work. It was, you know, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, freedom to protest against the government, freedom of the press, freedom to bear arms. I mean, all of these things, I mean, it was great. The Constitution of the United States of America was a great piece of work by the forefathers and the founding fathers of the United States of America. But the only problem is that it was a lie. The Constitution of the United States of America was a lie. And I'll tell you why. Because besides all those freedoms, you know, the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States of America talks about all men being created equal. All men, not just white men. And the Constitution was a lie because at the time that the founding fathers, Jefferson, George Washington, you know, et cetera, they owned slaves. You see, because white people are in denial, many of them, because they can't accept that. See, because white folks were the first, and I'm not talking about all white folks. White people, fathers of the United States of America were the very first human traffickers. They were the first human traffickers. They trafficked in humans. And see, a lot of white folks can't grasp that because it's embarrassing. I mean, your Constitution was a lie, and your founding fathers, the ones on the side of Mount Rushmore out west, were human traffickers. Not only were they human traffickers, they were rapists, they were separatists, they were the worst of the worst, you name it. And see, white people, some white folks in today's world, 2020, are in denial. They don't want to admit that white people were the very first human traffickers. They used to have parties and picnics. Oh, there's a picnic downtown today. Yeah, we're going to hang the nigger. You know, oh, really? Okay, let me put my basket together. I'll be there. And the white folks would come down to the town square, and they would have some Negro, some black person, who they hang for entertainment. That was entertainment. Hand me another piece of chicken while I hang this nigger. You know, I mean, it was entertainment. Let's hang the Negro today. So while the person is up there, you know, hanging and flailing his legs and trying to survive, you know, they're drinking lemonade. So this is the thing. White people, there are a lot of white folks, not all, but there are a majority of white folks who are in denial about slavery, because slavery was the worst atrocity perpetrated on another human being in the history of the world. I mean, going all the way back to the caveman, the founding fathers of this country, the great people they hold in such high regard and high esteem, were rapists, they were human traffickers, and when they wrote the Constitution, it said life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. All men are created equal. All men. But 400 and something years, 300 and plus years later, since the Constitution was written, black people are still under the thumb. So, you know, when you look at the Constitution, and like I said, it was great. It was great. I mean, they didn't forget nothing. But the one thing that they forgot, the one thing that the founding fathers forgot was us. We were the one thing they forgot, because we were in the Constitution, sure. And there are lots of folks who think that black people were considered one third of a person. No, that's not true. If you read the Constitution, if you read it, you'll see that it doesn't say that a black person is one third of a person. It doesn't say that. What they were saying is that X amount of Negroes would only represent, let's say, 20 black folks would represent one white person, in other words. So, and black people were considered property. So you can't give freedoms to property. I mean, you can't. So black people were considered property. So white folks are in denial, a lot of them. Like that lady on the radio this morning. She's in denial. Oh, I nearly fell out of my chair. The slave owners love the slaves. They treated them like family. Really? Really? I mean, how could you be so stupid? They didn't treat us like family. They treated us like garbage. So if you're wondering why black folks are not included in society today unless they have money, it's because of the way the Constitution was written. It wasn't written for black folks. The Constitution wasn't written for black folks. We're not in it. We're not in it. All those freedoms and stuff like that. I mean, we get them now because, you know, times have changed, so to speak. But Sazza Lamont Gates, who says, I wouldn't say it was a lie. You have to recall that blacks weren't considered humans, but property. So if you're seen as property, all men created equal only meant humans. Immoral, but not a lie. No, I have to disagree with you, Lamont Gates. I think that it was a lie. Because slaves, you went to Africa and how could anybody even talk about reparations? You can't even quantify how much money is owed to black people. Shout out to Elaine Harris Askew who's watching the program. It's incalculable how much money that white folks saved from having free labor, forced free labor. And so a lot of these companies that were in existence back then, Prudential and some of these other companies, Procter & Gamble, some of these other companies were in existence back then. Those people got rich off of the free labor that they got from black folks. And they didn't like send you to the doctor and, you know, if you got sick, they just kicked you outside and you just died in the field somewhere. They didn't like try to take care of you. They didn't have health insurance back then for the slaves. You were on your own. So for this lady to come on the radio and say that the slave owners love the slaves was just unbelievably stupid. Yeah. But I have to disagree with you, Lamont Gates. I do believe that the Constitution was a lie because all men is all men. And back then, black folks were, they may not be considered men as men, but they were. You see, let me take a break. I'm sweating. Take a quick break. Come right back. Got another 20 minutes left to the program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
So hey, that dead air. Yeah, I love that song, Baby Love. Groove Theory, one and done. Groove Theory, one and done. They had a good little 10-second run. Anyway, everybody, thank you so much for joining me. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. It's on blossomradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Check out Lamont Gates, Real Spiritual Talk. I don't know if he mentions me, but you know what? I'm going to mention him anyway because he's not my competition. So, you know, yeah, check out Lamont Gates' Real Spiritual Talk on Spotify and some of the other Blog Talk Radio and some of the other platforms. Lamont Gates' Real Spiritual Talk. Okay, right now is me, the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com, and on the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. Go over there and subscribe now. Go over there, put my name in the search engine, and subscribe to the Ron Kelly Show. It's absolutely 100% free. You don't have to pay anything. Okay, yeah, so the virus is like, man, I mean, you know, are we going to have a summer? Are we going to have sports again? Are we going to have go back to our lives the way our lives were? I mean, are we going to? Because it doesn't seem like we are. It doesn't seem like we are. But, you know, we have to trust, pray to God that everything's going to be all right. And later on after the show, I have to do I got to talk to my people at the church. We're having a little, because they're getting ready to open the church back up. So shout out to Pastor David Ireland and my people. Shout out to Virgil Harrison, who invited me to his birthday party. August 14th is going down. Virgil Harrison, my partner from Christ Church, is having a birthday party August 14th. I got an invitation, so I will be in the house. Okay, it's 15 minutes before the hour. So the police reform, you know, is being, you know, we got the Democrats versus the Republicans of police reform, you know. So I heard today in Newark, New Jersey, that Ros Baraka, the mayor of the city of Newark, New Jersey, is eliminating one precinct. Now, any place can't afford to lose no police, it's Newark, New Jersey. So, this defund the police stuff, I'm not really, you know, we need the police. We need the good police. And there's a lot of them out there. There's a lot of bad ones out there, too, like these three cops. Now imagine these three cops, Wilmington, North Carolina. These three cops who are talking racial vitriol against black folks and saying that there should be a civil war. In this way, they could wipe us off the map. They were talking about, I mean, these are police officers, people who are sitting in police cars who are supposed to be guarding us and taking care of us. And they're sitting in their cars, there's three of them, and they're talking about killing black people. about having civil wars. And see, this is the mindset of police officers that kill unarmed black people. Because they're not killing anybody else. They're not killing unarmed Asians. They're not killing unarmed Native Americans. They're not killing other unarmed white people. See, white people, when white people get killed by the police, I'm not saying every case is justified, but white people get killed by the police. A lot of times, you know, white people, they're not having it. The police running up in their house. They start shooting through the door. So I don't believe that police should be eliminated, first of all. I don't believe that. But anyway, so there's a bill. The Senate had a bill, and the Democrats had a bill. The Republicans had a bill, and the Congress had a bill. Now, the Senate, which is the upper house, is controlled by the Republicans. So even if Congress passes a bill, which I believe they're going to pass this, it's called the George Floyd bill, they're going to pass this bill, and then it's going to be handed up to the Senate, headed by the mummy Mitch McConnell. Now, we all know that this bill is not going anywhere because it digs in on the police, qualified immunity, and all these other things that police officers enjoy, these contracts that say that you can't, you know, you can only fire them, you can't do something. Some police departments have situations where they can't be prosecuted, where they can't be sued. So the Democratic bill, the House Democratic bill was going to eliminate all this stuff, you know. And then Trump passed a little executive order, a weak ass executive order, saying that, you know, that we should study. It didn't block. The executive order that Trump signed last week did not address chokeholds. It didn't change anything. It was just saying that we would study all of this stuff. And what the hell we got to study for? We see the evidence of it all over the place. What are we studying for? So now there's going to be a battle between the Senate and the House in regards to this bill. Now, the 2020 elections are going to include some senators. So the senators are, and see, this is the reason why they're moving on this, because they see the movement, they see the protest, they see how many white people are in the protest. See, because that's what turned this thing around, everybody. It wasn't so much George Floyd. I mean, even though George Floyd was the focus of it all, but when they saw all those white people out there, they were like, oh, wait a minute. Because there was a lot of white people, and there still is a lot of white people out there. And that's what flipped them. It wasn't necessarily us. When they saw how many white people were out there, that's when they started saying, oh, man, we better, you know, because they don't give a damn about black people. Shout out to Elaine Harris. Diversion to the BS. Exactly. Diversion to the BS. Just like, you know, like I spoke earlier about Black Lives Matter. You know, White Lives Matter too. Yeah, we know. You know, but white people are not getting, you know, white people are not saying I can't breathe. You know, white people are not being killed by police officers, unarmed white folks. But anyway, so we got this bill that's going on in the House, and, you know, in the Senate, we know that the bill, it has a slight chance because these senators are coming up for re-election in 2020. Lindsey Graham, and even Mitch McConnell, and some of the other ones, the more powerful senators, are up for re-election. So there's a chance that they may do something. But when they saw it was white people out there, that's what turned the tide to white folks. All right, so it's 10 minutes before the end of the program. Everybody, I heard locally, let me go local for a second to everybody who's listening across America. you see, the mail-in, I heard something about Paterson, New Jersey, but a mail-in, there was some, a person who, three council people who won re-election were charged with tampering. Oh, my goodness. Shout out to Elaine Harris Askew, who says, all lives matter when they saw mixed crowds, mixed marriages, biracial folk that look black. Mm. Yeah. So I heard that, you know, there was a mail-in only. I see, mail-in doesn't work. You know, it just doesn't work because there's too many opportunities. And, you know, Trump is going to use his opportunity. If we wind up having to mail in balloting for the presidential election, you know, there's going to be some shenanigans going on. But anyway, so so I understand that three council people who were reelected in the latest council election in the city of Paterson, New Jersey, for those of you who don't know, were in one. Hence, one helper were charged with tampering with the balloting. And I'm like, wow. So all the, so the ones who lost, Bill McCoy, incidentally, who lost, and the people who lost the election are going to be screaming now for blood because this election allegedly was tampered with by these three council people. Well, the, a new council person and two who were reelected are being charged with voter fraud. Unbelievable. Lane Harris asks you, says, no way presidential mail war. No, no. We can't have a, because there'll be, because Trump will spend his last dollar trying to prove that there was, the election was rigged. So we can't have an election like that. So anyway, so I'm talking to somebody, and you know, I'm talking to I talk to a lot of all different types of folks. I'm talking to somebody, and they go, what about the killings? When you say Black Lives Matter, well, what about the killings in Chicago? And you see it, you know, on social media when something bad happens in the Black community. Oh, what about this? Why are you not, you know, why are you not talking about this? What about the 3-year-old kid? Which broke my heart. One man pulled up to another man's car. I guess somebody he didn't like or he was after, whatever, gang related, whatever the case may be, and shot into the car. There was a 3-year-old baby in the car. 3-year-old baby was killed. So, you know, and because, you know, I guess my I wouldn't say fame, but there are people who I don't know who know me. And I get approached every now and again. Aren't you that guy? You know, when I'm out in the street, you know, aren't you that guy? The radio guy, Kelly, is that you? You know, so I'm, and a lot of times I'm like wondering, like, should I tell them I'm who I am? Or are they going to blow my brains out for something I said or what? So I have to like kind of like massage the situation for a minute because I don't want to tell somebody who I am, you know, and they wind up shooting me or something for something I said. So I kind of, you know, how do you think, what do you feel about this guy? You know, if they say they hate his guts, then I probably won't tell them who I am. But yeah, people do approach me. So my radio show has gone a lot further than even I thought because people do approach me in the street. Aren't you that political guy, that radio guy? Yeah, isn't that you? No, not me. But and I was approached by somebody, and I told them who I was because they didn't seem like they wanted to kill me. And he says, "Well, why don't Black people protest when murders take place in the Black community? You know, why don't you know that be? Look at Chicago." Chicago, people are getting killed in Chicago every day. I mean, why aren't Black people protesting about what happens in Chicago? I'm like, who are you going to protest to? Who are you going to protest to when you look at some of the things that are going on across the country, the Black-on-Black crime? So this person was like, why don't y'all protest about that? There's a 3-year-old baby got killed the other day. Why don't you protest about that? I said, well, protest to who? See, because there's going to be a level of, you know, sorry to say, but there's going to be a level of criminality in the Black community, especially in the poor Black communities, forever. Because it seems like crime and it seems like low income and crime kind of like go together. You know, Lane Harris asks you, says, Blacks protest, but they aren't consistent. It dies out. Poor leadership. People have no faith. Yeah, See, because me personally, I don't have faith that we're ever going to be able to solve the crime issue in the black community. You know, I don't believe that we're ever going to be able to do that. I believe that there's always going to be crime in the black community, you know, in the poor black community. Because you, on the flip side of that, you go in some of the, you know, the middle class and upper middle class black neighborhoods, and everything is cool. Nobody's popping on fireworks, and, you know, there's nobody driving through the street with their radio blasting, and, you know, none of that stuff. There's about 3 minutes left to the program, everybody. So, yes, everybody, you know, I just want to say before I end the show, everybody, dude, just take care of yourselves, man, because we're on our own now with the coronavirus. The United States government has just dropped the ball completely, and everybody is on their own now. We have no direction. We have a president who is running around doing everything that should not be done. Having gatherings where there's thousands of people not wearing masks, advocating not to wear a mask. He doesn't wear a mask. His vice president doesn't wear a mask. The Secret Service people don't wear a mask. And they're dropping like flies, one by one, one by one, by one, one. Secret Service agents are catching the virus. And the virus does kill. So I ask everybody, I mean, I don't want to wear a mask. I want to go back to, you know, going where I want to go and doing what I want to do. But we can't. So we got a president who says there's no leadership at the top. The United States of America is like a runaway freight train right now, and there's nobody at the wheel. Nobody. So we need to, you know, we're on our own. We're on our own. So everybody do take care of yourself, man, because this thing is crazy out here with this coronavirus and situation. All right, so shout out to everybody who watched the show. Shout out to everybody who watches the Ron Kelly Show video. It's averaging about 1,700 or so views per show. I mean, that shout out to Gail Carnegie. You late. I'm about to go off the air. But shout out to the people who were watching. You know, the Ron Kelly, since that's, you know, the Ron Kelly Show videos on Facebook are averaging about 1,700 views between from one Thursday to the next. And then it goes on as, you know, because I try to gauge it from week to week, from Thursday to Thursday. And the Ron Kelly Show videos, the lives, are averaging about 1,700 viewers. You can go on there and look. Those of you who might want to go look. Go on my page, the Ron Kelly Show, and you'll see it tells you at the bottom of the page, at the bottom of the video, how many people watched it. And so it's averaging about 1,700 people per show from per week. So I'm grateful for that. Thank everybody for engaging. And this machine is telling me I got 60 seconds left. So, all right, so I'm going to break out of here. Thank you so much for joining me, everybody. Thank you. Mark Gates and Shannon Chambers and Linda Lombroso, all the people who regularly watch the Ron Kelly Show, and all the folks who follow the Ron Kelly Show. There's almost 5,000 people who follow the Ron Kelly Show on my Facebook page. And followers are more important than likes, when you trust them when you're doing a radio show. All right, I'm out of here. It's about 50 seconds left. Everybody do take care of yourself. Be well. Follow the guidelines. Wash your hands. Use the hand sanitizer. Put the mask on, even though I know you don't want to. And we'll see you back here healthy next week for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, everybody, I'd like to say it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice still. And we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Thank you so much. I think I'm done.